It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Great video, though. Apparently, so village cricket in the UK is like really low level cricket.
Okay.
So it's like the, you know, D, E grade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so there's a video that's gone viral. Apparently there's quite a few videos circulating of village cricket and funny things that happen.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not even really a cricket guy, but I very much enjoy this video.
It's more for kind of your older gentleman, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, it's an older crew. And this is footage from a match where there's a lot that's absurd about this. So, I mean, there's stuff like the batting side, 38, none for 38 in the fifth over, but only 12 of those runs have actually come off the bat. So that means there have been 26 extras in the first four overs of the inning.
Yeah, wow.
The fielders don't seem super into it because as the guy bowls, the guy in the slips is just standing there with his arms on his hips.
Yeah, so he's not even bending down ready to go.
It's real something to do on a Saturday kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah, the batter's not even wearing a helmet. That's when you know it's not real cricket.
Yeah.
They're not worried about, yeah.
Yeah, wicketkeeper is. But anyway, so the bowler comes running in, bowls, and when it bounces the first time, it doesn't bounce very high, so it bounces again just before it gets to the batsman. And now,
I've got the video here. I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to get it up for you. Like
No, I just think it's very funny. Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to like it. I'm going to watch it again. Have you started it?
Yeah, so he's running. Now they're running. Now they're back.
Wait. So it bounces twice. The guy hits it and it goes off, right?
Yeah.
And they're running to.
I thought the funny bit had already happened and I missed it. Okay, all right.
See?
It is very. Oh, he copped it.
Okay,
just to
so everybody can catch up. Guy bowls, it bounces twice.
Yeah.
Batsman hits it, and then the two batsmen run towards each other, get to about the middle, realize that someone's going to get run out. So they both kind of just and ah a little bit and get stuck in the middle. So the non-batting guy, he gets run out at the bowler's end.
And you can see that at the bowler's end. You see they're knocked off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets stumped.
Yeah.
And then so the two batsmen remonstrate with each other like, oh, mate, what's going on? And one's like, no, that was you. Oh, no, you should have run. No, well, now I'm not out. And then so the batsman, he backs back towards his crease and the guy that just got ran out wanders off. And as he wanders off, he throws his bat, but he holds onto it for too long and it wraps around his body and goes flying and hits the other batsman in the face.
I think it hits him right in the neck with the handle. He go, yeah, here we go. Bang! It's the handle right in his Adam's apple.
He realises as soon as it happens, and so he runs over and he's like, I'm so sorry. He puts his arm around
him. And the guy clearly can't talk and he's just trying to maintain face, like, let's keep it together. Then the umpire comes over. He's wearing three-quarter length pants or he's just rolled them up. This is a schmozzle of a game.
Oh, yes, I didn't see that.
Absolute schmozzle of a game. What is happening?
Village cricket, what a cracker.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Jimmy loves ice cream, massive ice cream.
Yeah, right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, no, I don't want ice cream in the house.
Yeah.
If it's in the house, I'll eat it. See, he's really good. He can have a pack of barbecue shaves just sitting in the study where he's doing his study.
Mm.
And he doesn't have to eat the whole packet in one sitting. Like, my brain doesn't work like that.
Well, I'm the same. Like, I'll have chocolate in the fridge for weeks and Carly will be like, no, you can't do that. That's not on.
No. It's like if it's there, it'll get eaten. And he knows this now and that's why he hides food around the house from me. And he doesn't tell me. But, my God, how good am I? He opens up a packet and I'm like, are they Columbines? And he's like, how the hell do you do that?
Yeah, like, the other end of the house, your ears prick up.
Dude, I'm telling you, I can tell the difference. I hear him in the kitchen. I'm like, can I have a slice of cheese? He's like, how the hell do you do this? I'm like, mate, my ears are very fine-tuned instruments.
Wow.
We should maybe do that one day. Yeah. Get a bag of stuff and I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, what am I opening?
Mate, I'm so spot on. Yeah. But anyway, so last night he's like, do you want some ice cream? Yep, cool. And he got a tub of the Neapolitan ice cream, which is your very famous pink, white and brown or chocolate vanilla strawberry.
Yeah, right? More traditionally known as chocolate vanilla strawberry. Pink, white and brown, all the colours of the rainbow, all good people.
Exactly. So when I eat it, there are certain rules and regulations in which you have to eat Neapolitan ice cream by. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
All right, whatever.
So you've got to have – so when you scoop it, right, I mean, traditionally, I like to do one scoop of each flavor.
Okay.
Or you can go the side scoop and you get – in one scoop, you get all three flavors.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Either is fine. Okay. Depends if you're feeling fancy or not. Yeah. I mean, it's up to you. Right. But you have to eat each flavor separately first. So you got to, I've got to try the strawberry, got to try the vanilla, got to try the chocolate, right? Mm. And then you can have a little, you can have a little bit more. And then you have to mash it all together and eat the brown sludge.
Mm.
And that's just how you eat the ice cream.
Okay.
Now, I said this on my Insta last night and I got quite the backlash.
Yeah.
All from men, mind you,
really?
Who have said the exact same thing.
Stay away from my ice cream.
That. Also, pink gets left behind. And the ice cream container takes up space in the freezer much longer than it should have. That's Luke. My mate Nick said, no, the rule is eat chocolate, then vanilla, then leave strawberry for your enemy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone hates the strawberry.
Interesting, because I'm a strawberry guy. May surprise you to hear.
Well, it does, but you're a Pisces, so it all makes sense.
I love strawberry milk.
Okay.
And I love strawberry ice cream. So, yeah, I would probably tend towards it. Like, strawberry, like pink donuts, pink icing donuts.
Yeah, totally.
But
when you're eating the three flavors, the three famous pink, white, and brown.
Yeah.
What do you? How are they, do you understand those rules?
No, I don't know. I'll just have some strawberry, or I'll just have some chocolate.
Oh my god!
Depending on how
sicken
I
me. I hate people like you. You can't go into a tub of three and only choose one flavour.
No, but that's the whole point. You've got the choice.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not the point.
I've got the choice because I've got three flavours at my disposal.
No, my brother used to do this when we were kids. He only wanted chocolate. So you'd go in there and literally be like The Simpsons. Be like, three flavours. Oh, like you'd only get two.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you're triggered.
It's not your choice.
Do you know what else I do you might like is I'll put a sock on my right foot, then I'll put the shoe on my right foot and tie up the shoelace, then I'll put the sock on my left foot and then put the shoe on my left foot.
I try to love you each and every day. I do.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock.
Going to the UK for this one though, mate. Where something jolly strange is going on. A British man has made a bizarre discovery inside the walls of a home he just purchased. And everyone's kind of hoping it's just an elaborate prank left by the previous owner. Jonathan Lewis, no relation to me, got the keys to his new home in Surrey, southeast England, on Friday. Decided to have a bit of a squiz, a bit of a look around.
Yeah, why
not? A bit
of
sticky beak.
Yeah.
He made a disturbing discovery after breaking down some of the plaster wall that had been put up to cover the void under the stairs to the second level. So from the looks of the picture, they had a fridge underneath the stairs, and then the rest of the space they kind of just boxed out with plaster.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So he said there was wire coming out where the previous owner had
the
fridge.
Don't hear the accent.
But I didn't know where the wire was plugged in, so I knocked through a bit of the plasterboard to see what was there.
Yeah.
Mate, we're family. I can do his accent. I knocked through a hole about the size of a fist.
No, I just think because you're bad at it.
Oh, okay. I knocked through a hole about the size of a fist, shone a light in there, and what I saw shocked me. There was a doll.
Nah, leave. See ya. Bye.
Doll,
no.
It was a rag doll sitting there in a miniature chair.
Nah.
Facing straight out the hole.
No. Nah.
With a note alongside it which read, "Dear reader/new homeowner, thank you for freeing me."
I feel sick.
My name is Emily. My original owners lived in this house in 1961. I didn't like them, so they had to go. All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening. Stabbing was my choice of death for them. So I hope you have knives. Hope you sleep well. So somewhat disturbing.
Yeah, somewhat.
The find.
Somewhat terrifying.
Especially if you've seen like Conjuring or Annabelle.
Or just are a human of the world and you know how creepy that is.
Yeah, so there's a few things that make it less creepy, okay?
Mm.
So he said, Mr. Lewis said he wasn't fazed. Feels weird me saying Mr. Lewis because I'm Mr. Lewis.
Mm.
Despite friends urging him not to move into the house and actually burn it to the ground, he pointed out that the note didn't actually look aged, ruling out that it had actually been written in 1961 and or by a doll.
Okay. Hang on a minute. How do you know what a doll's handwriting looks like?
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't have opposable thumbs, so how's it holding a pen in the first place? The real estate agent also told Mr. Lewis the renovation had only been done 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
So it seems more likely the doll and the note were left there as a prank by the previous owners when they were putting up the plaster wall. And he said, I'll be honest, I found the whole thing hilarious and that is a fun thing to do and I'm about to move house, so maybe.
Don't you dare.
The doll actually isn't scary. It's not one of those porcelain-faced dead-eye ones. It's actually just like a soft dolly.
No, don't do that to people. It's not funny. It's not funny. Don't do that.
We've got a friend that works in the theatre in Sydney.
Thespian.
And she is a thespian.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does, like, she writes plays and one of them was puppet related and they couldn't find enough puppets, so they had to start buying the dolls, the creepy ones, yeah, and turning them into puppets, which apparently you can do. So there's a place up here on Moorabool Street towards the top of the hill that does, like, army, you know, old vintage army stuff and just a really old vintagey stuff.
Yeah.
And she found the doll there online. But she's in Sydney, so who had to go and buy it, pick it up for her?
No.
Who had to keep it in his bloody house?
No.
Yeah, we're not friends with her.
Nah. Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
This is it. Guess the year. Well done, mate. That's
I'm a
why
profesh.
They pay you the big bucks.
That's it.
That is padding. Like you would not believe.
I've got pads at my disposal and I just whip them out whenever I need them.
You do a good job of it.
Thanks.
All right, guess the year is Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines. A favourite Tuesday-based game works like this. We play a little bit of a song. We cast our minds back through the mist of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing at the time we first heard that song, and give us a fair indication as to what year the song was released. We write it on a piece of paper. Reveal on three. There are very strict rules around the way we deliver the names of the years, like with the way we word the years.
Yes.
We won't get bogged down in those details, though.
We don't have time.
Closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
God, I love you, Larry.
I think we're ready to go. Yep. Best of three. I think that's all the info we need.
That's it.
You ready for question number one? Guess the year?
Yes.
Here we go. Oh, yes.
Oh. Now, I don't remember dancing to this one because I believe I was in the womb, possibly.
Maybe.
Oh! So I'm like, it didn't even get in the chorus!
Oh, Maddie on the pots and pans,
come
what
on,
a tease!
Mate. Oh, it's like, get hot dancing when the heat is on. Okay. Okay, I've had a guess. That's a goodie. I like that vibe. 80s is back, whether you want to believe it or not.
I thought something, and I'm going to undercut myself a little bit because I'm worried that when I kind of discovered the song, because I remember sitting in the backseat of the car listening to
a bit of that was your vibe
as a child.
Oh, okay.
Because that was on the radio.
Okay, get it now.
So that could have been.
Let me put my mix on, baby.
I'm worried that because I'm five.
Mm.
I'm worried that when I was five, the song had been out.
Okay, just give me the year, mate.
Sorry. No, it's a process that we go through.
Know,
come on, mate.
It's
you're
a very
a
long one today. Very long process.
3, 2, 1.
1985.
Oh, interesting. Okay, here we go.
The year was
1985.
Oh.
On the nose. I'll take that one. Thank you.
Well done.
Question number two.
Okay, Madison Avenue.
something comes straight to me.
Her wearing a nappy on stage at the Arias?
What?
Remember that outfit?
No, I don't remember at all.
Oh, okay. This is... Yeah. Oh, that's... Yeah.
Just pick something and go with it.
I'm going to have to.
It's very long, mate. We don't have all day.
Oh, it's always whatever works for you, isn't it, mate? All right, 3, 2, 1.
1999. Ooh.
The year was 1999.
Tommy Lewis. Big Tommy Lewis on the nose, 2 in a row.
Well done.
I'll take a ding for that. I won't take the winner sound effect yet because we can probably play another question
let's
if you
like.
Let's
do it. Okay. Let's go the hat trick.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
You also the in album, the back of a car?
From the album Throwing Copper, which was one of the first albums I got. And do you know how I got this album?
Yes,
I got
stolen.
I got a sanity voucher by saving up Coca-Cola labels and then sending them in.
I remember doing
that.
Yeah,
and they sent me. I reckon it was sanity. It might have been something else, but
oh,
I think
man,
I know.
Oh, man, that's hard.
I think I know exactly what year. If I get this, just watch.
I know.
I'm standing up for this.
I wonder
this is...
what he will do. I just, yeah.
If this is 3 in a row for me, I will lose my mind.
Go on then.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1995.
The year was 1995.
Ah! 3 for 3.
He's done it. He's done it. Don't hurt yourself. Your back issues, mate. Did you swear just then?
Oh, I said kick things and punch things because
right.
I was
okay.
Fly kicking through the
Woo!
Air. And, yeah, no, I've done something to me toe.
Oh, he needs 3 weeks off, people. Hang on.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
Right, I stuffed up, okay, at the bakery. I was under stress. People tell me things, I forget it.
It could have been so easily rectified. That's the thing that really kind of gets to me is that you could have literally just messaged him going, hey, babe, what did you say you wanted?
Yeah, but then, see, the thing is, I don't want to leave people waiting. And then if I go out, it's a whole emotional thing, man. Okay, so Jimmy asked me for a pie. I went in to get a pasty. I said pasty. And then I got all confused. I can't be around people at the moment. Anyway, okay. So then Jimmy, all I knew is that he wanted steak and something. He wanted steak and mushroom. I thought he said steak and kidney because I haven't really eaten meat in a really long time. And I thought that was a normal thing. And then it came back and he was like, I can't
eat kidney,
this.
Mate. It's awful. And you see, like I said to you before, you might as well have gotten him a steak and brain pie. Steak and heart pie. What else is awful?
I don't know.
Liver. Steak and liver pie.
Yeah. Anyway, you made a massive claim. No one under the age of 60.
Eats kidney specifically.
Steak and kidney pie.
Like my grandparents definitely would have been on board with a steak and kidney pie, but my grandparents also used to keep the drippings from, you know, the when they cook a roast or whatever and then spread it on bread.
Yeah.
Which is pretty freaking disgusting if you ask me.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Each to their own. No
exactly.
judgment.
No judgment. It's a show of no judgment.
Different eras, of course. Mm. And that's why I'm saying I don't think anyone under the age of 60 is getting involved with this stuff. Could be wrong, though. Could be wrong.
You could be wrong. We got Ricky in
Cario.
Ricky, do you agree with Tom?
Hello? No, I actually enjoy steak and kidney pies.
Oh, you're a steak and kidney pie guy.
And then what is your age, Ricky?
35.
Okay.
Sprightly 35. Now, is that because you were forced to eat them at one point in your life?
No, I was never forced to eat them. I grew up eating them. My dad, when we went camping and that, to like country towns and that, at bakeries, we used to get them all the time. And I was actually complaining to a lady at work the other day that I can't find any bakeries that sell them anymore.
Interesting.
Ah.
Well, okay, maybe they've gone the way of the dodo.
Mm.
Okay, so you kind of grew up eating them, so they were, you weren't forced, but you were kind of... they were normalised for you. Do you draw the line at the pie, or would you go ahead and just fry up a few kidneys and have them with a bit of veg?
Again, my dad grew up when he made stews. He'd make a steak and kidney stew for himself, and I'd eat that, and the rest of my family would just have a normal one.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, yeah, all right.
It must smell real nice when you're cooking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yummo. Throw a pie around it.
Yeah,
it's all great. Good.
Bit of pastry. Claire, you're in St. Albans Park. How are you with offal? Do you like to eat it?
So me personally, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Used to as a child, so I was a steak and kidney brought up family.
Yeah.
In the pie with mushy peas. Nowadays I can't look at it, can't touch it, it makes me gag. Mm. But my husband, who's 41 years of age, absolutely loves lamb fry and bacon, which I cannot stand liver.
Oh, God.
My sister, who's 41, also cooks chicken liver pate with chicken livers, which again makes me gag.
He married the wrong sister.
Tom and Long, K-Rock.